Did you know that almost 70% of shoppers abandon their online shopping carts and they don't follow through with the sale? That means that only 3 out of 10 of your customers who go to your website and load up their shopping cart actually complete their purchase. The same report from Baymard Institute said that more than $18 billion in e-commerce sales are lost annually due to abandoned carts. That is a whole lot of money. And yet, very few independent product brands are utilizing abandoned cart follow-up emails to recapture some of these sales. On today's episode, I'm answering a question from our recent round of Paper Camp regarding abandoned cart email automations. If you have ever shied away from sending out these emails, you're going to want to listen into this one and rethink your strategy. Today's episode is brought to you by our Unlock Buyer Secrets interview series. To make a strong first impression with wholesale buyers, you need to do a few things really well. You need to make it easy for stores to purchase from you. You need to have clear pricing and terms and conditions. You need to clearly communicate and add value at every touch point. And you need to focus on building strong relationships with your customers. And all of that becomes infinitely easier when we actively listen to our customers. This on-demand interview series will give you a competitive edge. It will provide an exclusive window into what buyers want and need from you as a manufacturer. And the best part? It's only $27. Get access at proof2product.com/unlock. That's proof2product.com/unlocked. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of 4. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. All right, friends, we recently wrapped up the 43rd round of Paper Camp, which is our program where we teach product-based business owners how to build a strong wholesale program. And we had a lot of great discussions about meaningful touch points and outreach to wholesale accounts in that course, in that program. We also talked about abandoned cart series. And we talked about this from more of a wholesale angle because that's what Paper Camp is focused on. But what I'm about to share with you is absolutely adaptable for direct to consumer as well. So definitely listen on if either of those are your jam. Okay, here's what Elizabeth asked. She said, as a customer, I actually despise, she put like asterisks around that one, I despise abandoned cart emails, which has made me really leery of using this feature. I use Shopify, so I know it's a simple thing to turn on, but I'd like to learn more before I do. Are there some stats about the effectiveness of abandoned cart emails? I'm just beginning to build my email list, and the idea of creating email funnels is super intimidating. So I like the idea of this being low-hanging fruit to get me started with email marketing, but I honestly don't love the concept. Oh, Elizabeth, I totally get it. I am guessing that most of what you have seen online regarding abandoned cart emails, or maybe that you've received personally, have felt salesy and slimy and pushy, which is not how any of us want to feel when we're connecting with our customers. We don't want our customers to have that experience. And if we're feeling ick about sending those emails, they're certainly going to feel icky receiving them, right? But I want to reframe this for you. I personally think abandoned cart emails can be done really well, putting you in service to your customers. On the wholesale side, we know that buyers are busy. Sometimes they start to put an order together and they get distracted with a customer in the store, or they get a phone call. Maybe someone else or something else is pulling for their attention and they just don't finish checking out. But they started that order for a reason. Maybe it was a last-minute Mother's Day order. Maybe they're running low on gift wrap. Maybe their candle display is sparse. They started shopping with you and looked through your product line and added things to the cart for a reason. You following up with gentle messaging is a kind reminder that you are ready and waiting to serve them by sending them the product that they need. Now, the same is true on the direct-to-consumer side. I can't tell you how many times I have gotten distracted by my kids when ordering things online. An abandoned cart reminder the other day was the only reason that my friend's birthday present arrived on time. It was that email that got me to actually check out. People with abandoned carts are already interested in your products. Again, they took the time to look at your website, to pick out the products, to add them to your cart. And it was likely not an impulse or impromptu purchasing decision for them. I think if you shift your thought process to how can I help my customers get the things that they need or want, it will help you get over the mental hurdles about abandoned carts. And it will make your messaging much easier and aligned with your brand when you go to write these emails. Now, you asked about statistics, so I dug into some reports by Baymard Institute and Moosend Research, which shared that on average, 70% of online shopping carts are being abandoned by users. 45% of abandoned cart emails are opened, and 21% of those abandoned cart emails are clicked, which far exceeds the industry averages for general marketing industry click-through rates. On average, for general marketing emails, people hope to get 2.5% to 4% click-through rate, and abandoned cart emails are getting 21% on average. Approximately 50% of those that click on the emails actually purchase. So from my experience, a 3-email series is the most effective. But again, every brand is different, so definitely test out the number of emails that you send and see what works best for your audience and what feels best to you. With a 3-email series, I would schedule them in the following way. The first email going out the same day that the cart's abandoned, a couple hours later maybe. A second email going out one day after the cart is abandoned, and the third email going out 3 days after the cart is abandoned. These emails can and actually should be automated where we can. So you can do that through Shopify or another sales platform. You can also send them through your email service provider. The more sophisticated systems like Klaviyo and Shopify can offer really robust customizations, like they can add in pictures of products that your customer left in the cart into the email so that we can make them more personalized. But look into some of those segmentations because they are pretty cool. You can also use this strategy when reaching out to wholesale accounts with abandoned carts on Fair. One of my advisory board clients recaptured $2,500 in abandoned cart sales within 2 days. By simply suggesting additional products and reminding stores that everything was in stock and ready to ship, they did not offer a discount code of any sort. All right, to wrap this up, sending a series of abandoned cart emails will bring in additional sales, and in many cases, the process can be automated. This will also strengthen your relationships with the customers. We want to layer in the right messaging that adds value, leads with empathy, and is in service to your customers. By doing this, you will never come off as salesy, pushy, or slimy. You will show people that you care about them and that you care about their business, that you want to make sure they are taken care of. And that's a good thing, right? All right, friends, if email marketing is something you struggle with, check out our Email Marketing for Product Makers guide. Email marketing is hands down one of the best ways to create long-lasting, strong connections with your customers, and sending consistent nurture emails leads to repeat orders and larger orders. But sitting in front of that computer screen when it's blank can feel really intimidating. So if you have struggled with what to say or when to send these emails or how to plan out an entire year of email marketing strategies, grab our Email Marketing for Product Makers guide. You can do that at proof2product.com/email marketing. We have a free workbook that you can download instantly, and then we have an optional training that you can purchase. And those tools have helped hundreds of product makers plan out an entire year's worth of emails. No more sitting in front of your computer wondering what to say. And the best part, we'll show you how to create systems and templates that you can rinse and repeat year after year. Grab your copy at proof2product.com/email marketing. All right, friends, if you learned something new on today's podcast, I would be grateful if you could share it with a friend. Also, if you could be so kind as to leave us a 5-star rating and write a review, I would greatly appreciate it. You can do that at ratethispodcast.com/PTP. Again, that's ratethispodcast.com/PTP. Thanks for listening until the end. I'll be back next week with a new episode.